Good evening, folks. Or shall I say afternoon? Depends on where you are, huh?
Yes.
This is Carolyn Evers and my trusty co-host, Charlene McNeil.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Charlene, I was thinking about the energy that is starting to be felt by practically everybody now. Kind of wanted to touch base a little bit on that.
Okay.
I guess you are having a lot of people who call you have some sort of symptoms because of these new energies ratcheting up, haven't you?
Right. Part of it is that people are feeling just they're feeling so tired.
Yes.
And I don't think it's because of the holidays. It just happens to be the energy. It's
right.
It's a major shift. The body's really not adjusting really fast.
Yes, and for those of you who are tired of being tired, let me tell you that from what I hear, it's going to be ratcheting up more next month. So,
well, actually what's happening, too, is what I was told was people will do, I call it integrating. In other words, what
yes.
you do is you integrate the negative out and replace it with a positive. So I've been told that you're going to see things manifested much more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could just hang in there and weather it out until that shift is made, it'll be amazing what kind of behavior that's going to change for us so that we can see a more positive result if we're positive. If we're negative, we're going to see the negative results very quickly.
Yes, and I think that's something else that's happening with people's personalities. I know I'm seeing it. Perhaps you are, perhaps some of our listeners, is we're seeing people's personalities move in a certain direction. They're either becoming more joyful, optimistic, or they're becoming more pessimistic or negative.
Right, right. So it's really up to everybody that's listening to, make sure that what you're doing is not look at the negative, but be grateful and create gratitude, because gratitude is really a high vibrational frequency. Like somebody will say something to me about, oh, my legs, they're so sore all the time. I say, okay, but what have they done for you? Well, they've gotten you around for 46 years, so thank them. Don't own the illness.
I'm hearing this constantly from the masters that gratitude is extremely important.
Yep.
I want to touch on something else while we're talking about the new energies. People might be prompted to start changing some of their diet. They
right.
might be deciding to eliminate sugar and flour and some of the other things that don't work well in the body. And some people might even be eating more raw things. I wanted to mention that as you are making these changes, don't do them too drastically at one time. And as you're going through some of these changes in your diet, if indeed you are, make sure you're getting enough potassium in your food and enough protein. The potassium does work with different heart functions, and that has to have enough potassium.
Yes.
So while we're talking about potassium, Charlene, I know one good source of potassium is potatoes. So, you could have a baked potato, a fresh banana. And how about you joining in with some of the...
Some of the things that have potassium in, of course, is like oranges, if you're going to stay with fresh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oranges do, and you'll be surprised how much avocados have.
Yes.
A lot of vitamins and minerals in that. And another one is spinach.
And also apricots.
Apricots. Oh, lima beans are a very good source.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. A lot of your greens are.
Yes.
Your dark greens. So those are kind of, most people don't like things like watercress because it's got kind of a little bit of a bitter taste.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can kind of cook with it and have a little bit of that in. You're finding a lot of people are really reacting, like you said, to going to the fresh fruits and vegetables because we're finding that so many of our things are being process with chemicals.
Absolutely.
And the chemicals are just really doing a number on our physical body and, of course, on our vibrational frequency.
You know, since we're going down this road, Charlene, let's talk a little bit about organic and non-organic. What do you have to say about the vibrational frequencies with these two items?
Well, if you're, I'm more in favor myself for organic because they're saying that they're not using any pesticides or they're not using any chemicals for processing. Things are spraying. So what some of them do, when I've seen in, when I was growing up even, is you could take plant marigolds in between your rows of vegetables, and it'll keep a lot of your bugs off. So, and then also the onions. So I know my parents always put onion, a row of onions or and marigolds, and then the vegetables.
You
and
know,
they
I was
have to spray so much.
I have been fortunate to have traveled to some interesting places in the world, and I was in southern France, and as we were driving around, it was quite fascinating to see how the farmers planted vegetables there. They had rows of flowers with their vegetables.
Right.
And, you know, the French believe in, they don't have supermarkets as we do. They kind of go to their local markets, buy locally, and they purchase every day, which is an interesting thing if you can do it.
Well, that's just their process.
Yeah.
To go, you know, I was in Germany for 2 years, and they're just used to going down and buying their fresh produce every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have to put anything on it to keep it from deteriorating.
Folks, give us a call at 877-876-5227. Would also, if you would like to have a reading, either from with the cherubim, or need a healing with God, Charlene will go into the higher vibrational field. Matter of fact, Charlene, we might have some new people who are on board. Perhaps you can give us a little synopsis of how you work.
Okay. If an individual calls and says, this is an issue I have, it doesn't have to even be like physical. It can be maybe they're having emotional problems, or maybe they're wanting to set goals for themselves. Maybe it's healing in a physical level or a spiritual level. Or maybe it's just that the individual, I'm working with a couple right now, they want to buy a new home. And so we just went into the God field, and they tell me exactly what they want. And we write it down and say, let's say they want 4 bedrooms and a family room connection. Or maybe they want a great room or living room, double garage or 3-car garage. You write all those things down, and then you put them in the quantum field. And once they're put in the field, they looked at another house, and she called me and told me that we're putting an offer on it. I said, yeah, but it's lacking some of the things that you put in. Oh, well, it'll be okay. I said, no, it isn't okay. It isn't okay at all. That's not your house.
Oh, you have to tell us how this one works out.
So what they were doing, as the Lord told me, don't settle for less. So I said, is that really what you want? Well, it might be okay. And I said, that isn't what you put in. So what happened was what they gave on the offer wasn't accepted. So now she called me the other day and said, guess what? I put an offer on this house. And I said, yes, and this house has got all the things you had on it, isn't it? And she says, yeah. I said, you know, sometimes we're so anxious that we don't realize that we put it in the God field, and the energy is there to create whatever you choose to have. So you've got to make sure that when you go in to create in the God field, that it's very precise what you want.
Create and then be attracted to you.
Pardon?
Create and then it's attracted to you.
Well, that's because you are the essence of God Father and God Mother.
Mm-hmm.
therefore you create in the field.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing, is it not? And I like that statement that you said. What did you say God said? Don't settle for anything less.
Yes, that's what he said to me. You know, I was, what was it? Oh, I was looking for some furniture, and I knew exactly what I wanted, and I'd been looking at it, and one day I was going, well, I know, but if I just take this other, then I could afford it, and blah, blah, blah. You know, I was going into all that, and all of I heard, all of a sudden I hear, quit settling for less. I was almost scolded. And
well,
I said, oh,
it's a good thing for all of us to remember.
And so it was like maybe a week or two, I'm walking through the store, and here's the furniture that I really, it was a coffee table with two end tables. It was the one I've been looking at for about 3 years. And here was the sale in the store, and I sit down, kind of looking at it, and the clerk came along, and he says, can I help you? And I said, well, I'm just wondering what the furniture is. I don't see a price on the end tables. He says, that's because they're all 3-for-1. So, see, I would have settled for not what I really and truly in my heart wanted if I hadn't heard quit settling for less.
I ended up
with exactly what I wanted. And I just love it. I mean, I just love it. So sometimes we have to be careful that we don't sell ourselves short. Now, there are times when you could set something in the field that is way out of, you know, being able to handle in just a short time. Some people want, you know, $1 million. Seems like everybody's wanting $1 million. But that might not always be for your best interest. And so once you put it in the field, God is really supportive of making sure that you're taken care of.
And folks who might be new to this particular show, my website is www.carolynevers.com. And something that I think is a true gift is the Akashic Records that is held by the cherubim in the center of the cosmos. We do readings with that, and people have many interesting questions. We go to the records because those records hold people's history from the moment that they were created to the present time. And I have to tell you, the information that comes out of there is just magnificent. And also, I'm going to be starting something new next month, and it is called Voices from Heaven. And once a month, we are going to interview someone from the other side, asking the kind of questions that I feel you want to know the answers to. And Yeshua has volunteered to be the first one. I just love it.
Who is?
Yeshua.
Oh, okay.
And he is an exciting individual. So we have a caller, and your name, caller.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Jean.
Oh, hi, Jean. Yes, you sent me that picture.
Yes. Did you have any idea what it is?
Well, I sent a note back to you. I don't know if you have it because it got hung up in my computer. But what I saw was that purple. There was a purple mark in there, and then there were some other things that looked like shadows. What were you referring to specifically?
Well, it to me it looked like a fairy or
an angel.
Or an angel.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very colorful, and it looked like it had two little eyes and red around its head and little legs, and it's like a little feather sticking out the one side of it, of its hair or head or something.
See, when I got the picture, I wasn't seeing that, and maybe it's because it just came through email. I don't know. But what I saw was like a lavender mark on there and then what looked like gray shadows. What were you referring to, both of those things?
Just the one that looked like looks like a little, almost like a little cartoon character.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, it's got just red around the...
Oh, Gene, what you're talking about is called an imp.
An imp?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems to be in my daughter's bedroom.
I didn't see that in the picture, and I think it was the quality of the image as it came through. Let's talk about that a little, because you're a very psychic person. When you saw the picture and you took the picture, what were your feelings around it? Was it happy? Was it sad? What were you feeling when you looked at that picture?
Oh, happy. Happy. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's a benevolent, happy, wonderful being. And to me, when I asked, because it seems feminine to me,
mm-hmm.
and I asked what she was, and I thought she said a fairy, but maybe that's what I could understand in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's probably what it is.
Yeah, you're very intuitive, and when we have things that come into our life and we're not sure, perhaps at the initial stage, it could be even a dream, you examine the emotions surrounding it, and that gives you a good clue. And so you had good feelings about this.
Oh, definitely.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jean. When you saw the picture and you took it, and you're speaking to this being and apparently got an answer, did you ask anything else, like the reason for being there, or have they, you know, because it sounds to me like there is a reason. Perhaps the reason is just the fact that you are willing to accept them, because I know that you're open to spiritual beings.
Well, in my meditations, I've been asking that to work with beings that of the light that want me to work with them, and you asked me before to ask the orbs what they were doing,
right.
What they were there for, and they told me because I asked.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, so I thought, okay, well, that's not really the answer I wanted to hear, but I did, you know, tell them that they were welcome to come into my meditation,
mm-hmm.
as long as they're of the light.
Of course, one of the things that comes into my mind is there a gift that they have, or I'm using the word gift rather broadly, I guess I'm talking about abilities or something that you can use to help better your life and perhaps even something on a broader scale, you know, for the world. Have you asked that question yet?
No, that I haven't asked,
mm-hmm.
but I will ask that.
I wish you would, because my experience with angels and so forth, they have all of these abilities, but we have to ask, because we have free will here, we have to ask for their, well, first their attention and their gifts and be willing to cooperate with them. Yes, and this is beautiful because, you know, you're in the beginning stage here of opening up. But
yes.
It's very obvious to me that you are... You have invited them, you're willing to work with them, and perhaps there is some kind of work that the two of you can do that would benefit you and your family and perhaps even the light in the world.
Yes, yes. Well, my daughter's been getting in her visions and that of people that have... crossed over and that need some help in that. She's been seeing people that have passed on in that, and I think she's going to talk to Charlene about it, because she's been working with Charlene on healing from that last brain surgery. But but I don't want to do some of those things,
mm-hmm.
because it kind of scares me when I, you know, to think of dead people coming around and just saying, well, you know, I need some help. But I like seeing the angels and that and the orbs. So I guess, like you said, that we ask for comes to us.
Yes, I think it does. Let's talk a little about your question or your statement, perhaps, that you felt perhaps a little apprehensive about someone that you're calling them dead people.
Well, people that have passed on.
Yes.
But, I mean, if like they've been coming to my daughter and saying that they were killed and giving them a name and different things, and I don't know,
I would suspect that the reason for that is that they want to be helped to go into the light. They've missed that call of the light right after they passed over,
right.
And they're trying to find that
somebody
doorway.
That will help them.
Huh?
Somebody that will help them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I will tell Carrie that she should just ask them to go to the light, and that's really all they need to do.
Yeah,
well,
I'll be
you know, something that you could do too in these early stages is to call on Archangel Michael.
Yes.
He works with he works with this. Call on him, and then he might help. Call with the idea that he helped these beings into the light, because maybe these beings aren't seeing the light right now.
Yeah.
They're either not seeing it, or for some reason they're afraid of it. You know, I'm not sure if it was you, Jean, or someone else, but Charlene, we talked about something like this in the past where
right.
there were Indian lands.
It's some beings that have crossed over actually don't realize and have not been taught while they were growing up that there was another place to go or that we will still exist. They feel like that once they were here, that was the end. So they have a tremendous fear of going, unless you can find somebody that can come and take them, that they loved and cared about. And sometimes you can just ask. Let's say that there's a Uncle Bill, and he just sticks around. But he needs to know that his grandmother or his mother or father really has crossed over and still very active, and ask them to come and take him.
Because really, if somebody was murdered or something like that, they don't really need to find out who did that or anything like that, because they're past all that, right?
I'm not sure that's the issue. Yes, I would say that they are past that. That's not their concern right now. You know, it makes good television shows.
Yeah. But
I think for
reality,
yes.
they just need to know that there's someplace for them to go.
Yes, and
not be afraid of it.
It seems to me that even though you have some fear and apprehension about this, it might even be part of your work, Jeannie. Just consider it.
Okay,
well,
I will.
Also, recognize the fact that those that are coming to you, God's not letting them come that there would be a negative that would result in your... If you've got these gifts, the gifts are gifts from God, aren't they?
Yes,
and
they
so
are.
Those gifts are to be used to serve God.
Yes.
And so ask him in what way that you can use those gifts that he's given you to serve him and mankind, and to send those that you can serve, and then have him show you exactly what you're supposed to do with those individuals each time.
Okay.
And that will give you comfort to know. See, because you were stating to me that you're kind of scared. You know,
well, it just seems kind of, you know, you wake up and somebody's looking at you or something.
Well, I'd like to...
anyway.
Jeannie, I would like to say that really, this is a great service. The astral planes need to be cleared as these changes are coming about. And so you have people who are wandering there who really don't know, well, for whatever reason, like we've been discussing, don't know how to get to the light, and you could direct them there. You're doing a big service for that soul, also for yourself, and also for Mother Earth.
Yes, that's true.
So you can just, actually, if you know who the individual is, speak their name, and then just tell them that God Father and God Mother love them dearly.
Yes.
And that it's time for him to go back to be with them, and they will be accepted with unconditional love. They need to know that it doesn't matter what they've done in this life, it can all be resolved, and they're loved unconditionally. Most
yes.
people have been taught conditional love,
yes,
not unconditional love.
Yes.
But Godfather and Godmother have said, I love you dearly, unconditionally. If I did not love you unconditionally, I would not be loving myself.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Because they will give us experiences that we might learn. And they understand the learning process that we're going through, and so therefore they love us dearly.
Yes.
And so those spirits that are earthbound just need to know that and be secure about it. So you can teach them.
Okay.
Because you've been given a gift, and the gift is to know that they're there and then to go in and teach them those principles that they're loved.
Yes. Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
And also, our souls are particles, are made from particles of God. Source took some of their particles to make our souls. That's why God loves us and is interested in our welfare, and we are a part of Source.
Well, see, part of what he said, if they didn't love you unconditionally, then they wouldn't be loving themselves, because that's who they are.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
us, and we're all connected, and so a lot of times those individuals that you see that are on this earth and they're doing so much harm to others is that they're doing the harm not only to themselves but to God.
Yes, yes.
And they're just not aware of the severity of what is happening and what the consequences are, because we're all one.
Yes, yes.
You know, and if we give love, then love comes back, because that's what we create.
Yes.
So you've got a great gift, Jean.
Well, thank you. I will work with that. It's been fun watching it and evolve. Yes, it is. Yes, it's
we really
very,
are moving into a very fantastic.
Yes, it's very exciting
time.
And very exhilarating to
yeah,
see.
It's going to be fun.
Yes,
there's a lot of anxiety right now that's going on, but that's part of the process as well.
Yes.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
Jean.
Happy
Keep
New Year.
Posted.
Yeah, call us back.
I will.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, our number here is 877-876-5227. I thought that was an appropriate call, Charlene, because...
Well, I think a lot of people are dealing with that right now, so it is very appropriate that she was able to come in and discuss it. Because I was just talking to another lady today. She kept saying, you know, I keep seeing flashes. Am I seeing people in my house?
Mm-hmm.
I said, probably. You know, I said, just talk to them and tell them, you know, you're going to, don't frighten me, or you're welcome as long as you make things work, because she's always got something in her house that's not breaking down. And so that's kind of interesting that sometimes that happens as well. So just kind of talk to them and give them your love, but don't put up with their nonsense.
Well, I do think we see them because they are on a journey, and the ones who are enlightened move over right away. If they're not enlightened, some of them are confused. They didn't have the thoughts and the teachings when they were on Earth to understand that there is a progression after death and to go to the light. So
well,
they wander around looking for that.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up, though. And that is that if they can recognize the fact that this isn't their journey here on this Earth and there's nothing else. I mean, that was taught for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
That you existed now but never would exist again. What a tremendous fear that's incorporated in the soul of an individual when they feel that they'll be a nothing. And I've had those say that to me. And it's so much more comforting to know that, yes, but you'll just cross over and you're going to still be learning. And you're still going to have love and give love and receive and to be learned, and to be in a path of learning.
D, there are also some souls who believe that when they cross over that they're supposed to be here guarding something.
They're doing what?
They're on guard for some reason. They're either guarding the land, as
that part's true too.
The Native Americans,
right? Yeah, I've had to work with them before and just tell them that their covenant and their oath that they've made is complete, and it's okay for them to leave, you know, and see if they're willing to do that so that they can go on and they don't stay stuck in that place that they felt like that they had to protect and shield, you know, and just tell them that God's going to protect and shield that area.
You know, while we're talking about this, I think it might be a good idea to talk about vows and oaths.
Right. That's a really good one.
Yeah, because what I am seeing personally as I clear some of the things from my own past lifetime is as I lived as other individuals, the vows and oaths that I made to either the church or the king or other individuals, and they need to be... they need to be resolved and released. If a problem comes up that surrounds that. So I have found that's also something that is happening today. There are so many things happening today in so many different areas. Energy, food, clearing past lifetimes. Our bodies are changing. We're bringing forth stuck energy from the past that needs to be cleared.
I think one of the things that you and I have talked about before too is how much when I'm working with somebody, and maybe it has to do with the physical body, is sometimes what I'm finding is I'm clearing a past life associated with maybe the pain or maybe let's say. Well, let's put it this way. I'll just, from my personal experience, you know that I've just had pneumonia. Well, that's not usually my thing that I would get something like that. But I had it. So what I had to do was look at it and say to God, I said, okay, what is it here that I need to do? What is happening in my cellular memory that needs to be cleared and dealt with? What is it that I also need to clear? Is it in my DNA from my past ancestry line? And the answer was yes. What you're dealing with is having to clear that went on with your ancestors.
Let's take this caller and we can get back to that, Charlene.
Okay.
Your name, please?
Okay. Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic.
Hello.
Hey, what's the weather like over there?
It's getting very cold.
Is it?
It might even be snowing tomorrow.
It's going to snow?
Hopefully, or maybe not so hopefully. I don't know. It's sort of like I'm excited about the snow, but then it could cause a lot of trouble with the trains because they're not used to any kind of weird weather around London.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do you get very much snow there, Dominic?
Sorry?
Do you get very much snow there?
No, not in the part of England where I live, no.
Okay.
Just kind of a big event if you have any snow, but about 1 inch of snow could kind of bring all the cars and trains to a halt.
And people don't know how to deal with it.
Yes. If you go up to Norway or anywhere in Scandinavia, they're used to it every day, but in England we're just kind of confused by the simplest, weirdest...
Dominic, what can we do for our English friend tonight?
Okay, well, last week's thing worked a wonder, but still, how can I describe it? It's like there's a kind of an energy in me, and it's trying to burst out, and it's trying to rip my jaw off almost. Not so much anymore, but 10 years ago it would. And these days, what can I say? It makes the jaw tremor, the tremor in the jaw, it makes it chatter away. And
so
sometimes
you have a tremor in the jaw.
Yeah, sometimes it's very, very strong. It's like, you know, it's like a volcano of energy erupting. And so it's like the jaw is kind of starts chattering away, as if it's like imitating a rumble or an earthquake. I don't know.
Now, does this happen frequently?
It happens a lot. It's been happening right now. I was getting very excited, and then suddenly my jaw starts chattering away, and I notice that my jaw, it's just like the muscles are kind of pulling away, you know, up and down. It's very comfortable. It almost feels like there's something blocked in the, stuck in the mouth, and my lower jaw can't move up and or down properly. And if I'm trying to focus on that, it gets very, very sort of,
Dominic, is this on the right side or the left side? Or both sides?
Both sides. It's
very
weird.
Yeah, I tried to pin it too, and I kept finding it on both sides.
It's
so what are you seeing, Charlene?
Well, it's like, while you were talking, I was hearing that I need to go in and pull a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're doing is experiencing, it looks like there was a great trauma.
I sometimes think of it as being like a stick being shoved up the throat and up through the front of the face.
Yeah.
A spear? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, well, Charlene, you got your work cut out for
okay.
you here.
Okay, let's go in and clean it out.
So what do you think this was, during a war of some sort, Dominic?
Oh, gosh. It doesn't feel so much like war. Like, last time, that was war.
Mm-hmm.
This one, ooh, I'm getting a lovely buzz now. Okay,
Does this ring a bell, Pompeii?
Sorry?
Pompeii. Does that ring a bell?
Well, that sounds lovely, the idea of something going on in Rome. Not Italy, but ancient... I can't really think of it, but it feels like some form of torture I was put in.
Torture?
Yes. Okay, but that was at Pompeii.
But I didn't know where it was, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I heard.
Okay.
Okay, let me go in and have him take care of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a world traveler you are.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was in Italy area sort of like a couple of years ago, and I'd love to go back. I didn't go to... where is Pompeii? That is...
Pompeii is in the south.
Okay, just making sure it wasn't some kind of...
No, it's in southern Italy, along the coast, down from Naples.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been to Rome, and I've been to Venice.
Mm-hmm.
And these lovely places.
Well, that's north.
Mm-hmm. But I haven't quite been down to the south yet.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful part of Italy.
I'm getting a lovely energy, weird energy. I'm going to find myself standing
up
now.
That's okay. Just relax. Breathe into it, Dominic.
Oh, I just wonder
Dominic, just breathe into it, dear. Just slowly breathe into it. It's okay.
I'm feeling very happy and excited about it.
Yeah, but this is being released. Just breathe in. Charlene will talk about it when she comes back.
Uh-huh.
Just relax.
Mm, yeah. But I've noticed how much more freer my energy has been since last week.
Well, you've got a traumatic past life experience here that, as it's being released from the body, the emotional energy field is, you're probably feeling a ripple from that. So just tell your body that you're safe. Just tell your body you're safe.
Okay, I'm relaxed.
That's it. Yes, it. Just breathe into it. You're safe. Just relax. As this is being released, you have ripples that run over the emotional system. This stuff is in the subtle body in the
emotional.
Okay,
has it been released, Dominic?
Okay.
She's asking you a question, Dominic.
Yeah, I'm just. There's still something stuck around the jaw area, but maybe that...
No. Whereabouts?
In the jaw area, he says.
Okay. Just wait a minute.
It's almost like an iron mask stuck in my face, too.
Right. I want you to kind of say, I willingly release.
Okay.
Okay, because you've been used to it and you're not quite giving it up.
Mm-hmm. I willingly release.
Yeah, willingly release the fear.
Sorry, what's the other word?
Yeah, fear.
The fear. I willingly release the fear.
Yeah, and then just kind of take a deep breath and blow it out. Blow it out and see it being sent to God. See the energy being sent to God. Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing God catching it all in with a big pair of white gloves.
Yes. Then replace it with God's light. Because all of the cells in there were replaced with the adamantine particles and commanded to go back to God intelligence. So, you know, that should take care of it. Hopefully, and I can't tell you how long, but how is it feeling now?
My jaw is going back to chattering again.
Your jaw went back to what?
Chattering.
It's
chattering away.
He says his jaw is chattering, Charlene.
Chattering?
It's like, if you're shivering.
Shivering.
Oh, shivering, okay.
So chattering is kind of going up and down like, imagine a ghostly skull.
Okay,
might.
Let me do something else with it, okay?
Okay.
Just a minute.
You know, Dominic, some of these things that we work with, I think we could write movie scripts around. They're really interesting stories in the sense that so much history has happened on the earth and so much of it negative where people were trying to hurt other people. But now is the time to clear all this, and all this is stuck energy. Because it wasn't released in that lifetime. That's all it is.
Mm. Yeah, I'm wondering if there's another issue that might be crisscrossing with this one.
Okay, how's it doing?
The chattering is still there. It's a very peculiar thing. Maybe it'll stop. Oh, I'm getting something else coming. My shoulders are raising up.
Your shoulder is raising up? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's just like my body's being manipulated.
What shoulder?
Both of them together. It's like something, you know,
kind of
driving both
up.
Of my shoulders and pushing, making me sit up straight. But the chattering is still there. It's all, you know, there's a feeling of a blockage in the nasal passageway, or sinuses.
What do you think, Charlene?
Well, I'm looking at it.
Dominic was wondering if there was two lifetimes here.
Well, it was more. I took in any lifetimes that you might have had, any experience associated with that, and released all past lifetimes. But let me look at it. I thought it was in the DNA, too. Let me see if it didn't get all of the DNA, you know, which is your family history. So let me see if it didn't pull it all out.
Mm-hmm.
When we have something happen in one lifetime and it's not cleared, then what happens in another lifetime is there is an attraction. Something is drawn to the individual that would help them clear it, and it would be a similar event. And if we have several lifetimes that similar events are drawn and we don't clear it, then it sets up a pattern. And sometimes patterns can be a little bit more difficult to release. And it is just fascinating how creation encourages us to release these things.
Okay, and what it's doing is it not only doing it for that, but it gets passed on in your ancestral line from your past ancestors that had the same similar experience and in their DNA, so that has to be pulled. So you're not just doing it for you, you're doing it for, you know, in your family line.
Mm-hmm.
So how's it feeling now?
The chatting is lighter. There's a kind of a stiffness in the throat.
It's lessened. The symptom has lessened. Is that what you're saying?
At the moment, it's increasing again. This is a funny one. I
sense this fear around him. Did you clear
fear?
Yeah,
there is.
Did you clear the fear?
Yeah, I've gone in with the fear. Part of it is you've gotten so used to it, you don't know what to do without having it.
Yeah, I think so. I had this unusual fear thing for the last 17 years, 18 years plus.
See, it becomes something you know.
Yeah.
And so if you let go of it, if you let go of that fear that you're dealing with that, what would you do without it?
Funny question. I don't know. You know, it's like I remember not having it, or maybe I'd...
Okay, now I want you to... That's a good thing for you to say.
Yes.
Go to that time that you remember very clearly not having it, and I want you to go to that memory, because what we'll do is go into the subconscious with you in that memory and tell the subconscious to maintain that memory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Can you do that, Dominic?
I'm trying to think now of an actual time. You know, it's like the fear, I think, might have been there a long time. But the chattering on this odd thing has been there for about the last 18 years.
Just think of a time when when you weren't doing that.
Okay, I'm just thinking back to childhood.
Yeah, go to your childhood. Whenever it was, think of an event or a moment when that had not surfaced.
Yeah, go to that moment, and then tell me when you're there, because then I'll go in and clear the subconscious, because the subconscious has been programmed. It doesn't know what to deal with it in any other way. The subconscious is very obedient,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps producing what it assumes that we want. So
Dominic,
go to
direct your mind to
go I'm
there.
There right now as a child.
Okay,
in the garden,
you're there.
In the warm sun.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
We don't have a lot of time here.
Oh, don't we already?
Yeah, and I want to finish this. So just direct your mind. You're there. Just hold that space, that beauty, that moment. Think of the freedom that you had, the freedom of that moment, and the joy in feeling that freedom of the moment. And Charlene's working on the subconscious. So, dwell on the joy and the freedom of the moment.
Okay, how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling fine at the moment.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes it takes... Sometimes that's what I have to do with an individual, is to find a time that they had a feeling without that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then go in and tell the subconscious, this is what we want.
There's still at the moment kind of stiffness around the jaw. It's a bit confused about how to move, and it's reaching up the sinus. But I think we can deal with it another time.
Well, and you'll find that it'll start dispersing, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. You know, we'll see what happens.
Just direct your energy towards that and think with peace.
Yeah.
What you want to do is, anytime you experience it, take your subconscious, put it back in that space where it was not there.
Okay.
And imagine it. And what it does is it recreates that feeling that you want.
Okay.
Okay, and then imagine it, okay?
Thank you very much indeed. My phone card is running out, so I better leave you now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
all right, talk to
we're
you
running
later.
Out too,
good
Dominic.
Goodbye. Love you.
Yeah,
talk
we
to
are.
Cheerio, bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
His phone card's running out, so is ours.
I didn't realize the time had come so fast.
Yeah, see, this situation with Dominic brings up, I think, a fascinating subject, and it is the power of emotion.
Yes.
And we are, as the director of our physical body, we are the director of our emotions. And so if we're not happy with the result of how we feel, we need to work on that. And that was a beautiful demonstration, Charlene. I'm so glad that this happened on the show today so that people can be aware of this. And something that I would like to mention that was recommended to me, and I do think it works, is when you go to bed maybe not in bed if you're wanting to go to sleep right away, but in a relaxed state, go through your body and see those parts where maybe there is discomfort. It might be something that you can clear yourself. So we have a couple more minutes, Charlene.
Okay, sometimes you can also call, ask God to send in your ministering angels to come in and clear that area, too, for you while you're asleep.
No, that's a very good suggestion.
So that you can wake up with those feelings and then imagine it the way you choose it to be.
Yes, so much of what we create is in our imagination, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, because we start visualizing it. As soon as we start visualizing and imagining it, it becomes so.
Yes.
So we need to turn it around, like I was saying about, if you say something about your legs, don't own them by saying, oh, I've got bad legs, because you just created it. You just say, well, you know, at this time they're hurting, but I'm just so grateful for my legs. Look what they've done for me. All my muscles, and you go through your body and give gratitude and thanks for all the things that it has really done for you.
Yes, because we can be our own healing agent through prayer and gratitude. As we leave, Charlene, how about giving your telephone number for people who might...
Okay, 801-944-9346.
And you live where in the West Coast?
Oh, I'm in Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah,
right now it is almost 7 o'clock.
Well, that gives people an idea as to when they can call.
Yes, okay.
And you can go to my website at carolynevers.com. There's a lot of books there that are available, readings from the Akashic Records that are available. We're getting some very fascinating questions at the moment because there are so many changes in the world. And next month we will have... Voices from Heaven, and that is, I think, going to be fascinating, along with our regular conference calls.
You know, and one of the things, Carolyn, you and I have talked about is how many people right now that God's come in and asked me to clear them of their past life. There probably isn't one of them that he's not clearing the whole thing so that they can move from this time frame and move forward.
Well, we're having a tremendous amount of spiritual help at the moment.
We really are.
These are unprecedented times in the sense of how close the masters are working with us, helping us in all different levels. Imagine picking up the telephone and speaking to a master. Nowhere in history, I don't think that has happened.
Well, we're moving into a wonderful age, even though our communication is so sophisticated. People are saying, oh, look at all the awful things and bad things. And I'm going, yeah, but you know what? Years ago, you didn't know what somebody 100 miles away was doing.
True.
Now we know what's happening in another country in a couple of minutes.
Well, Charlene, it's time to say goodbye, dear.
Okay. Well, we send you our love.
Until next week, this is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil, and thank you for listening. It has been a wonderful hour. Goodbye for now.
Bye.